It's all over the news, and we can't ignore it, and especially since now, here in Michigan, we are less than a week away from our turn in the presidential primary for 2020, as yesterday was Super Tuesday, as they call it, because a number of states were having a chance to vote. And while it was, you know, Republicans and Democrats were both participating, obviously Democrats getting the attention because on the Republican side, I don't even know who else is on the ballot these days besides President Trump. There's a couple, aren't there? That
yeah, there was.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to think. Well, Mark Sanford was on. I don't think he's there anymore, though. Okay. I think he dropped out. Who was Bill Weld, former Massachusetts governor?
Oh, God, I forgot about governor. Well, suffice to say, the president.
That's about it.
won overwhelmingly, and that you know, that's, you knew that was going to happen.
Yes, yeah.
The big news would have been if he didn't. So, since he did, we just, you know, that kind of gets, you know, it's sidelined because the Democratic focus. So, from hearing the results, my first impression is ahead of Michigan's primary. The question is going to be, of course, who's still going to be on the ballot that's valid. Michigan's ballot is going to show a lot of candidates that aren't even there anymore.
Right.
Will any of the others who were there last night still be there, including, wow, Mike Bloomberg, for all that money that was spent, and he wins American Samoa?
Well, you know.
no disrespect to American Samoa, but if that's your claim last night, that's the only thing you can claim.
I saw a joke on Twitter that the voters in American Samoa found $1,000 under their pillow.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that was his big one of the night. For spending all that money.
I hear he's reassessing his campaign.
That is what they're calling it. Right. Right, yeah.
Joe Biden's getting the attention because of he won a lot of the states. Some are saying it was the big comeback since he seemed to be politically out of it just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. Right. I mean, what a turnaround, really, since, 4 days ago. Winning South Carolina, that seemed to really turn things around. He got a lot of media attention. And I would say maybe on the Democratic side, there are those who just despise Bernie Sanders because the Hillary-Bernie Sanders fight never ended. It was there. So Bernie was always going to have his strong supporters, which is why, you know, he won California last night, won one of the big ones.
He won that, a couple others, too. His home state and Utah, I think.
Colorado was another one, too. Came close in Massachusetts. Well, Elizabeth Warren, by the way, finished third in her own state.
That's another story, yeah.
Right. But I just don't think that he was ever going to garner support from the Hillary wing of the party, and they all went towards Joe Biden. And then, of course, once you had Pete Buttigieg plus Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and everybody, some others going out and endorsing Joe Biden on Sunday and on Monday, that just seemed to really put a lot of wind behind him and just carry him. This is amazing because you could say that ground game helps in a lot of political races, big time, especially, I think, with House races, state House races, everything. This was one where Joe Biden didn't really have the biggest of ground games, but was able to win. It's almost as if I think Democrats just said, okay, but while a majority in all of these states that had exit polls, there were only three that did not. Utah was one of them. I can't remember the other two. But in all of the other states, Medicare for All for Democratic voters enjoyed high support, or at least majority support. Still, though, they went with Joe Biden because I think he is what they view as the safe pick, and he's Uncle Joe to them. They see him as just he is recognizable. He is somebody that they've known for 40 years, and I think being with Barack Obama, too, did not hurt him at all going into this.
A lot of times the political comfort is a big reason that people will vote the way they vote.
Of course, and we could look at this with the Republican Party. For how many years did Republicans always give the candidate who lost the previous primary race a chance then to run? Bob Dole comes to mind, right? One. Ronald Reagan, obviously, in 76 was another one. Mitt Romney, who lost 2008 against John McCain. John McCain, who lost in 2000 and came back to win 2008. Seems like voters on both sides sometimes, we like our brands, you could say, right, Charlie?
Yeah. You know, when it comes down to it.
We like our brands. We have our brands of cereal. We have our brands of candy. We have our brands of whatever it is. cars. I think that's the same sometimes with politics. But that's sometimes what makes somebody like a Donald Trump or somebody like a Barack Obama an anomaly. Once in a while, you'll get somebody from the outside who really isn't as well known that can shake it up and make some history.
But especially if you're coming off a year where you've had the opposite party in power for 8 years. Let's do something different sometimes, you say, or do something that might not be the political comfort level.
I just don't know. I saw a poll yesterday out of Michigan, the first one that was taken, I guess, and it was late last night and had Biden winning so far.
So Joe Biden's still on the ballot.
Yep.
Bernie Sanders. And they'll both be on the ballot.
They'll both be on the ballot, right.
Assuming right now Mike Bloomberg, only because I don't think he said he's going to get out of the race, might be reassessing, but hasn't said he's going to get out. He's got the money to pay for more ads if he wants. Who knows?
You know, it would make me cry, Charlie, if whenever I lose just, you know, $50, any reason, but that he lost $500 million, but yeah, well.
When you're worth how many billions, I mean, does that even on a blip on your radar?
It's just sad because I look at that and I think, boy, what could you do with that money instead of trying to run a failed presidential campaign where your only victory was American Samoa?
Yeah, you might be able to fund Medicare for all.
Yeah, that's right. He himself.
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, right.
I don't know.
She was in Detroit last night. Yeah. We've been hearing.
And Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard gets...
Did I hear she got a delegate?
She got one single delegate, yeah, from American Samoa.
She is still on the ballot this
time, which means that she could qualify for the next debate. Somebody with 1% support and has one delegate.
Well, that's
how it goes.
That's how it goes. Wow.
But Elizabeth Warren, yeah, I would be surprised if she continued after this. But all indications are she's going to go.
Not going to give up yet.
Because next week, we have Michigan, Washington, Missouri, and there's, I think, another state
I'm
that
trying I'm to remember, yeah.
forgetting. They're calling it the second Super Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize they were doing. Well,
those are pretty big states, a couple of them.
Yeah.
You put Michigan, Washington, and Missouri together. Yeah, those are pretty big.
And you look at the way the race is playing out now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and every delegate is so important, and people are already talking about, wow, we're just a couple of months away from June.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
I would be surprised if Governor Whitmer got involved with this. I think she's going
to stay out.
She'll stay out. I think she
welcome
will.
All candidates and wish them luck.
And then once the winner is declared, then she'll embrace that the winner. Especially since her name is being brought up again this weekend, Charlie.
Oh, was it really?
I read in
vice presidential
circles,
candidate.
Yes, I read in certain circles that her name is being brought up.
Well, you never know. I know. Mean,
Well, I think it's because remember the Democrats lost Michigan.
Yep.
They look at her and they're saying, "Huh?"
Be key.
Right.
An hour from now, after the 7:30 news, it will be the WSW online poll, and we are going to fashion up a poll that will give you a chance to do your early voting in Michigan, shall we say, because we're going to ask you for predictions of who you think is going to win. Taking what all that we have maybe said to what all you are saying to yourselves, hearing, reading, seeing, whatever. A little political season in full bore, and Michigan is part of the process next.